I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which we are recording this podcast, the Bidjigal and Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We pay our respects to elders past and present and extend our respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people from all nations of this land. Hello.
Hello.
So we are here today with Athanasia, soul, pop, Sydney-based extraordinaire, fun artist, having some fun chats.
I'm so excited. Thank you for having me.
No worries. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Bright, happy Sunday morning when the clocks changed.
Oh my God, it did. You told me last night and I was like, really? And I just didn't even think of it. So thank God my alarm adjusted for me, because otherwise we'd have a problem.
Yeah. I am so glad that iPhones do that, because I remember, I think I'm a bit older than you. But anyway, when you had to like change the oven clock, the microwave clock.
Yeah.
But getting up today was much easier for me. I was like up an hour earlier.
Is that why I woke up earlier?
Yeah, because the clocks went back.
Okay. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. I do love it. But I'm not on top of it. So thanks, Apple.
So for those who are not familiar with you, can you give us a little rundown on your vibe and who you are?
So I'm Athanasia. I am a singer, songwriter, producer in the soul pop realm. I am – what do I do? Oh, my gosh. I like to keep busy producing, and also was on FBI Radio as a host. And currently in my life, I'm back at uni doing primary education. So we like to do it all, really.
Keep busy.
Yeah, we like to keep busy.
Chronically busy. That's what someone said the other day. Mm. Everyone who's in like the Aussie arts scene is just chronically busy because they're doing five things.
I think it's how you keep creative, honestly. Like if I'm taking time to just like zone out, I'm not stimulating creativity. So maybe that's why. Mm. Yeah, I'm going to justify it like that.
Getting inspiration from every element of life.
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of me at the moment.
And on this podcast, we like to ask a very big question.
Okay.
How are you? Without saying I'm good.
Yeah, okay. I am busy. I'll say that. Doing okay. I would say in desperate need of a break at all times. But no, doing good, I think.
That's good.
Yeah.
Business. How are you? I'm good.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, yeah, I'm good.
There's no other way to answer without going, well, let me delve into why I'm not just good. Yeah.
I'm also very busy.
Yeah.
Doing the podcast.
Yeah.
Work full time. And cool. Also doing a theatre show at the same time.
Really?
Yeah.
That's very exciting. What does that involve? Are you?
So I'd rehearse twice a week.
Yep.
For 3 months and then go into like a 1 month season of six shows a week.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. But it's fun.
Exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. I just feel like you just have to do everything. You got to work, you got to do creative, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But it's fun and I like to be busy. So
good.
Yeah.
Me too.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Thank you for asking. Yeah. So how's being back at uni?
Well, the thing is I did a degree in music as well at the conservatorium, and I loved it. It was my favorite. I felt like I was really enjoying being an academic. I really enjoyed essay writing. I really enjoyed all of that. Like everything, because it was about what I was passionate about. I loved it. And I would go on, like, I remember I read an essay about a Harry Styles song, which sounds silly, but it was like the intricate details of the context at which Harry, whatever the hell. And then.
I love this. I love, continue, please. Yeah.
And then I was like, I really like uni. I'll go back and do something else just as like a backup. I mean, I'm still passionate about teaching as well. So I'm doing primary education. But I feel like because the essays are not what I'm passionate about, they're not about Harry Styles, they're not about music, I'm struggling a little bit. And I think it's like, it's cool being back, but I also feel like very out of place, like a fish out of water. I'm like, what is this? And it feels like it doesn't end as well.
Oh no.
So I'm like trying to like, you know, get through the degree, but it's okay, I guess.
Can we find more out about this Harry Styles
essay? Oh, of course. I'll submit it to you. You can read it. I was very proud of it.
What song?
It was Step Into the Light. Which one?
Oh. I'm the wrong person to ask. I love Harry Styles, but I can't.
So bright sometimes. I'm not ever. What song is that?
Ever going, I shouldn't even attempt to try to sing.
But one of them,
I know the lyrics,
and it was like about you know, the music video is very, yep.
Is that the one with the fish in it?
No.
Okay. I just think that's the most random. It was when they're
dancing in the nightclub. Oh. I don't know, but
it, step look, into the
that
light.
One, that one. Mm. I forget what it's called now.
Same.
That's what my essay was about. yeah. So writing essays about my favorite artists was the best time of my life. And I need to read them now. I want to actually read what I wrote. It was so fun.
So good.
But yeah, so now I'm writing essays about pedagogies and childhood development and
it's big change. But hey, you're gonna have a backup. That's the plan, right? Yeah. So you got a little.
You need to have all avenues, creative and 9 to 5.
That's impressive. When you said I like writing essays, I was like,
at the time.
That, yeah. So only about specific things we like to write essays about. Okay, fair.
So yeah, being back at uni is a bit weird, but it's something different, I guess. Yeah.
And what made you go back to uni?
My degree finished.
And you wanted to learn more.
And I wanted to learn more. No, I originally, when I first finished school, I got into teaching because I was like, okay, well, music's just a hobby. Like, I'll just go back. I'll do something normal. And I got into teaching and then I also got into music. So I didn't continue with teaching, went to music. And now that I finished it, I'm kind of like, well, I guess I can always be creative on the side. You don't need like another degree or anything to be creative. So I thought, just in case music doesn't work out or just in case I want something different in my life, I'll do a stable career choice. And it's kind of nice just having that in the background because it will always be there. Mm. And a lot of teachers that I've spoken to, they're like, oh, I just like teaching casually. Like I just like, you know, come into the class, you just teach and then you go back to whatever you're doing before that. So it's a nice job to have just to balance. And yeah, like as you know, being creative, it's like you're busy but it's very sporadic. It's like roller coaster.
For sure.
Whereas teaching's kind of like, yep, it's 9 to 5.
And there'll always be the need for teachers.
There will always, yeah. Which is sad that we need like – there's always a need for teachers because they're under – like what's the word I'm looking for? They're like – they're not paid enough.
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
A demand for them.
And the amount of work that they do outside of their I like, know. 7 to 12.
It's crazy. Like when I did prac,
that's
I did
motivation.
Prac and, you know, in your lunch break, you're on on playground duty and then you're marking in your breaks and then on the holidays you're sitting – like it's crazy how much work you do.
Yeah. Yep.
So I'm stepping into another crazy busy world.
Mm.
But yeah, that's kind of what made me go back to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's talk a bit about your music.
Okay.
So your last single came out in November last year.
Yeah.
Which was a vibe.
Thank you.
Can you tell us about what you're working on now and who you're working with?
Yeah. So the song that I did with, Audius, a producer, and we released it in November. And then since then we've been working together on some new music as well. We've got some songs in the pipeline, which is fun. It's always good to have like something coming out. But yeah, we've got one song coming out. Well, I haven't actually put it out yet. We're still working on it. And then trying to work on my own stuff as well, just in between that. I was saying to you earlier, like I enjoy having someone to work with on my music because I've been doing it so independently for like my whole life.
Mm.
It's such a privilege having someone else sit in the production chair and like produce for you or with you. So yeah, I love working with Audius. It's so much fun. And yeah, trying to get some new music out, which is the vibe. Mm. I've noticed people release so quickly, like one song's out and they're working on the next one. And I just cannot keep up with myself.
I was going to say, you were mentioning before that it's like you feel like you have this constant feel like you have to put
something out.
And also content and music and everything that,
all
you
the
know,
things.
Keeping up with everybody else. That's
Yeah. So it's, yeah, you kind of need to be at all, doing all things at once. But yeah, I do love making tunes. It's a lot of fun when you're writing, like as in when you're not creative or when you are in writer's block, it is the most frustrating things, which is kind of me at the moment a little bit.
No.
Yeah. A little bit of writer's block, but we'll get through
We'll get past it. What's your writing style? Like how do you normally approach a song?
If I'm working by myself, it's kind of like every song is different, but it's most of the time I sit at the piano, come up with some chords that I like and then go straight to my production software, which is Logic, and then kind of start to piece together like drum kit and backing and everything like that. So I kind of start with the chords and the lyrics at the same time.
Yep.
I can't write with just lyrics and then bring the song to life or vice versa. It kind of has to happen at the same time. And then if I'm collaborating with someone else, I find it similar. Someone else plays the instrument and then I'll kind of toy with some like ideas in my head. And
words, melody.
Words. Yep. It's usually like gibberish. Ooh, oh,
just lost my earring.
put that there. Yeah, leave that there. Don't forget it. Yeah, so it's kind of gibberish words. Like it'll be words that don't really string together a sentence, but it's like vibes.
Yep, yep.
And then if one word sticks out to me in that song, if like I can hear the best word is like car or something, the song will be about, you know, cars or whatever it may be.
I love that.
Yeah. So it's kind of whatever like sticks to me, because I feel like a good song is one where the words just naturally write themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of the vibes, which is a lot of fun. But it's very chaotic because I also think that if I don't get an idea written, it's gone forever. So like producers are used to very slow like formations of songs and I'm screaming at them and get this down and like write this down. So like
it's because you're right, it's gone. Yeah,
I need to put it down to something. So working with myself is fine because I can keep up with myself, but working with someone else, they're like, all right, just wait, I'm still on the drum kit, just like, can you wait a second? So yeah.
Have you ever just like pulled out your phone and like done it into your little voice memo? I feel like that's the go-to these days. Everyone's just like voice memos.
It's the only way. And my voice memos, if anyone ever heard them, they're like little like whispers into the iPhone.
And only you know what that means.
Only I know. I'm like, this is actually lyrical genius, but nobody else will understand. Yeah, that's kind of how I do it.
Your own little language happening in you.
Yeah.
But how good? What will we do without them? Like you can't, it's so hard to just like, oh, I'm just going to jot down the melody of that in my little notebook.
And like, it's good that we have voice memo and notepad. My two saviors. Mm. It's got songs in there from like 2015. Everything.
Yep.
It just keeps it all.
Yep.
So the best writing app actually. Yeah.
How is it working with Audius? Tell us a little bit about
it. I talk about Audius all the time. He's like, oh my God, stop. I love writing with him just because he's very calm, which like I said, I'm chaotic. He's calm. But he also like sticks with any idea. Because sometimes when you get into collaborating sessions, they go, I don't know if that's going to work or I don't think it's the vibe. He goes, all right, let's try it. Like he's just down for
that's cool.
Trying anything. And the best part is before I write a song, I have an idea of like I'm either inspired by an artist at the time of who I like want to write a song like or whatever it is. And the good thing is when we go into sessions together, he goes, all right, what are you enjoying at the moment? What are you kind of wanting to make? So he kind of gets an idea in his head. Mm. Instead of being like, well, this is what I want to make. Like, let's do this. He kind of wants to get into my world a little bit and see.
That's cool. Taking the time to.
Yeah. He wants to see what I'm involved in. And yeah, it's so much fun. We either work like in his home studio or we go to like a studio around the corner. And just immerse ourselves in just writing.
That's so fun.
Yeah. And the good thing is we don't have any deadlines. Like we're just writing for fun and just immersing ourselves. It's a really nice break.
Which is sometimes I feel the best way. The best stuff comes from just having fun.
Yeah. Just no pressure.
Getting into it. Yeah.
Jumping into it.
Which is really hard.
Yeah.
Because as you were saying, it's like I have to get this new song out by now because I haven't released something in ages and everybody else is releasing stuff.
What do I do? But yeah, that's probably the problem why I'm not releasing music, because I have no deadlines. I'm like, I can do whatever I want.
That's good though, because when it comes out,
it's out.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I hope so.
Who are your musical influences?
For the longest time, it's been Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, because when I first listened to you, I was like, ooh, that was the vibe I got.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay, yeah. When I first heard you sing, I was like, there's a real... I think I watched one of your like reels where you were singing at a gig.
Oh, yes.
And I was
like,
wow.
Yeah, no, I do love Amy Winehouse a lot. A lot of my influences are from her and hers are from jazz.
Yeah.
Which I also love.
Yeah.
And then I would say at the moment it's Olivia Dean or Joy Crooks. They're like UK artists. I really love them.
Mm-hmm.
I love like all the artists that I'm inspired by bring elements of jazz, I've noticed.
Okay, cool.
They're like more toned... jazz versions.
Yep.
And yeah, for the longest time it was Billie Eilish, you know, those sort of vibes.
Okay, yeah.
And Dua Lipa at the moment because disco. So
such a fun song.
Yeah. Disco and soul is kind of the vibes that I try to produce. But sometimes I wonder like what my music sounds like, because I know it gives elements of Amy, but it's not like I'm influenced by jazz. It's like I'm influenced by someone influenced by jazz.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love to know what elements my songs give. I'm going to say pop, but you know.
I think, I mean, I've only listened to a couple, but when I saw that video, I was like, oh my gosh, yes, Amy Winehouse. But I see like your vibe that you're presenting in terms of like image, and I see disco.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
I was like, this girl looks fun.
Thank you. Yes. Okay, cool. I'll just say I'm disco.
You just add it all in. Soul, pop, disco, like, you know.
I do it all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good, I feel.
Yeah.
My next question, actually, the next section we're going to do is a little top three.
Okay.
Which is?
Yep.
So I will give you the topic and both you and I will have to list our top three things that fall into that.
Okay.
And you can have a wild card if you feel like there's one that just like needs a mention.
All right. I like this.
So the topic today is, what are your top three birthday presents?
Okay. Fun.
Hard though.
It is, because I'm like trying to think. I know one.
Yep.
That's like straight away.
I'm like trying to think. Because like when you get older, you don't.
Yeah.
I mean, you still get presents, but it's like when you're a kid, you're like, this is the best.
Yeah. It's like a Barbie. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Now it's like, well.
Like you have a wish list. Now I'm like, well, I kind of work. So I just kind of.
You can just get it yourself.
Yeah. That sounds so selfish.
No, it's good. It's practical. Do you have any? Are you going to go first or do I go first?
You go. You go. You've got one.
I've got one. Okay. The first one is when I was 13.
Mm-hmm.
My dad bought me a Novation launch pad,
the little key. Yes.
And I felt like Flume. Oh. For a solid week, I was like programming in some basic beats, and it was the coolest gift. And I remember I was like so, I can't think of words today. I was like so excited that I took it to school with me, year 7 and 8, and I was like in the playground like a little idiot, just like programming, thinking I'm Flume. That was like one of the best gifts I got.
I love that.
It really, it started my journey into production, because before I was just like ballad writing.
Yeah.
And then this was like my step into ballad production and like producing my own stuff and working with beats and electronic stuff. So that was like, that was my top gift. Yeah.
Just on Flume for a second.
Yeah.
I did see one of you did a little goals list.
Yes.
And one was to be on a track with Flume.
Mm-hmm. I want to be on track.
How are we going with that goal?
Not well. I did email him a demo, because he was like, oh, open to all artists. Like me and Tove Lo want to like.
Tove Lo.
Yeah. They're like, we want to like take on an artist. And I emailed some demos. Did I hear back? No.
But you tried.
I did try, and you never know.
You never know.
But this is an open call out to Flume if you want to work with me. I know I'm a catch.
Absolutely.
So yeah.
Soul, pop, disco.
If you need that on your track.
Yep. Yeah. And ace the launch key.
The launch key. No, I do love Flume. I think when I did electronic, he was a big influence, because I just found it was such a cool sound to come into the industry at the time. And I was like, so taken aback. So do love Flume.
I love it.
All
right. Birthday present number two. I don't even have number one. So
you need to think about that. I do. I want to hear it.
Yep. I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Number two. Okay. Well, these are all, okay. Okay. I was really obsessed with Asian food at the time.
Yum. I still am.
Yeah. No, same here. I think maybe I was 15 or something.
Mm.
And because I was so obsessed with Asian food, my dad's like, I'm buying her a wok. So he bought me a wok.
That is an ace birthday present.
Yes.
Yes.
I think so too. So I have a massive wok at home.
Yep.
Me, I can't cook at all. I really can't. And I wish I could, but
not
I have
even
a wok.
Like, what's your go-to, like, if you got to make yourself dinner, what do you?
It's like a salad bowl of some kind, because I'm really obsessed with fish bowl.
Oh yeah,
and it's just like, you know, smoked salmon.
I've actually never had fish bowl. Just gonna put that out there.
Oh, it's so good! It is amazing.
So many people have been like, you don't have fish bowl.
Yeah, no, it's really good. I highly recommend fish bowl for you. But yeah, I just make like a salad.
Yeah,
you know, that's boring.
You can still do that. That's
good. I can, but not with a wok.
That's true. Ain't no salad coming from a wok.
No, it was a really cool gift, because I was really into Asian food. I mean, I still am. Obviously, I enjoy it, but I was really into it, and I should have learnt to cook. But that was a cool
gift. Was that your dad saying,
get onto it?
Yeah. Like, you know.
Start.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used it a couple times. Made like a fried rice or stir fry. I think that's like the easiest thing that I could probably make, stir fry.
Yeah. Hey, we've got TikTok now. Like,
I know. And I like use it
yes,
for cooking. Yeah. I save a lot of like baking recipes because I like cookies.
Oh, yum.
I'm on Cookie TikTok at the moment.
Cookie TikTok.
Yeah. And it's just like people ASMR eating cookies.
What?
So I've been making a lot. That's what I'm consuming at the moment. It's the content. The cookie content. God, it's really
that's
good.
So good.
Yeah.
So it's ASMR. I'm so behind the bandwagon. It's,
yeah, they get like milk with ice in it and then they dip cookies and they eat it, but it's like really crispy.
So the ASMR of them eating the cookies.
Yes.
Like
yes.
Little. Right.
Do you have TikTok?
Yes, I do.
What side are you on? Like what side of TikTok?
I don't even know. Well, at the moment it's all like Aussie artists because I'm trying to find people for the podcast. That. So
okay, that's kind of good. That's a little bit slight. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just like consuming like, cookie eating content.
That's great though. I do love that. And then for a while I was on the Beyonce's Texas dance thing.
Yes.
That was coming up through
was
my whole
feed.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
For the Texas Hold'em song.
Okay. I only just listened to her album like a few days ago.
What thoughts?
Different.
Yeah.
I don't mind it. It's very different, which I kind of love.
Mm. There's a whole range of like
there's
genres
so
on there.
It's like 70 minutes or something.
It's so long.
There's
yeah.
I was scrolling. I was like, okay, I can't release one song and she can release like 20.
Which is Beyonce, you know.
Okay, but still.
But you're getting there.
Yeah.
You're working on it.
One song every 6 months. I'm almost there. No, it was a really
mindset.
Cool album. Yeah, it was a cool album.
I actually think now that we're talking about food and
yes.
also Beyonce.
See, I always end up here.
That's fine.
I always end up
food?
Here. Yeah, food.
Every episode.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It has happened.
Food. Okay. I think probably one of my number one presents is a slow cooker.
Okay, yes.
Because I don't know, in winter, just like.
Mm. Do you leave it on? Like, are you someone who puts stuff in and then actually leave it on?
Yeah,
and
like
do
8 hours. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can, I don't know if this is safe, but put it on and then go to work and then come back. Is that safe? I don't know. Like,
probably
I don't
want
to burn my house down.
I'm too scared and my family is always, they're always scared for me. So they're like, don't leave it on, stay home. But then if I'm going to leave it on for 8 hours on like temperature of 10 degrees.
Exactly.
I'll leave it.
I made the best meatballs in it.
Yum.
The best meatballs.
I need the recipe.
So good, yeah.
Because I was gifted a slow cooker as
yes!
well. And they're phenomenal. Can't cook though. So give me the recipes. That's cool. That's a really good gift.
Yeah, it was a good gift.
Yeah.
Because I love cooking. Yeah. I'm not like a great cook, but I like to do it.
Like dinners or like baking?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a terrible baker.
So we can exchange those gifts. Like,
I think. Training each other into becoming. Yeah. I don't know because I'm not very good at – I follow a recipe, but then also I kind of like experiment a bit. But baking, it's got to be like precise to the – one of my friends
That's
is
true.
A chef.
Oh,
incredible chef, and I've always messaging
our friends
her
now
about
our friends.
Yeah. Shout out to Paris. Yeah, she's an amazing. And I message her being like, I don't think I did this right. Also, what else does this need?
Yeah,
and can I eat this? Is it too
is
out
it
of
safe?
Date? Like, yeah,
take a picture of like the chicken. Can I eat this?
Yeah,
is
yeah,
this
yeah.
cooked enough?
But she's amazing.
Yeah.
So
no, it's a really good. Okay, slow cooker. That's a good gift.
Yeah. So I've done one. You've done two. Have you got a third one? What is
third
my,
one?
I don't even know. I'm trying to think back to that. Like.
Okay, I need to, well.
Harbour Bridge Climb. That was one of mine as well.
An experience.
Yes.
That's cool.
Which I think is really cool because experiences is such a good present.
Yeah. No, did you do
so
it with the person who gave it to you?
Okay, yeah, nice. One of my childhood friends who we used to live like over the fence with each other.
That's really sweet.
I don't know if it was 18th or 21st, we climbed the Harbour Bridge.
That's beautiful. I've never done that. That's sick.
It was really fun.
Yeah. Is it scary?
No, but I love adrenaline and heights, so no.
Okay.
Are you an adrenaline / heights? Are you afraid of heights? Because then it would be scary.
Yeah, I am a little bit. But I think I'd still do it.
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, you clipped on.
Yeah.
But it was really fun. We did the one at night, so it was like, see all the city.
You could see the city.
I'm obsessed with lights.
Yeah.
So like seeing
vivid.
All of the... vivid.
So I'm too chaotic. And this.
It's fine. I can keep up.
No, that's a cool experience. I think that's a great one.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good.
Experience.
What else?
I need to think about this third one. It's gonna.
I think my third one, and it's not like a physical gift, but like we always have like a family dinner.
That's cute.
And it's normally at home. Like we'll all just kind of like cook together and give each other. Still to this day, well, actually, this is probably the first year I haven't done it, but like we make each other cards out of like A4 paper.
That's cute.
Yeah,
that's really
like
sweet.
I'm 31 and I still make an A4 card for my dad out of paper.
That's beautiful.
With text, like, happy birthday, dad.
That's really cute. My auntie makes cards, like, properly.
That's amazing.
But, like, I always want to try because she makes these really elaborate cards. Mm. And I think it's so sweet when you get, like, a hand-gifted card.
Yeah. Yep.
That's cute. So you make, like, dinners together.
Yeah. Like, we're really just, sweet. Like, the person's birthday, you pick the dinner. Yep. And then the family just kind of makes it.
I love that.
Yep.
I think my third one would probably be my upright piano.
Okay.
That's a good present. They're all musical gifts, but they're like,
the wok is not. Sorry. The wok is not.
Well, it depends how you use it. Okay. Really. If you sample it, it's
okay, true.
'Cause I'm flute. No.
You've got your launch game with wok sample sounds like.
I do that. I've sampled weird shit. I had like a one of those, what do you call it? Electric pianos.
Yeah.
Like with battery powered, you know, and that really, really okay. Shit. Yeah.
I love
and
that.
And then my mum was
are you a piano player?
Is that? Well, that's how I started.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I started. And then mum was like, time to get you an actual piano. So she gifted me a upright piano.
That's it's a weapon of a gift.
Yeah. It was great. I've been gifted great gifts.
You have.
I'm very grateful. Yes. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. So number one, Flume Key launch
Flume
pad.
The launch pad. The
two,
walk.
The walk. And three, the upright piano.
Yeah. I think they're good gifts.
They are excellent gifts.
They're actually quite big gifts, to be fair.
Well, you're still probably going to use them in there and you're an artist today, so.
Yeah. I'm going to actually put the wok to good use. Just watch me.
I'm going to check in with you.
Like, how's the wok going? Yeah.
Yeah, sample. It's in my next song, actually.
That's a good idea, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to move into the second segment of our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And my question to you is, being part of the Aussie music scene, and we were talking about how tricky it is to, like, you feel like this pressure that you've got to constantly release songs and keep up with everybody else that's in the industry. Do you have something that kind of helps you manage stress about that or manage your mental health overall?
It's a good question because, like, I think a lot of artists face that sort of realization that it just doesn't end. Mm. And especially recently, now that I've been doing so many music projects, I like constantly feel stressed. Like if I get an opportunity, I'm like, now what? Like when's the next one happening? Or like, it's a lot of like anxiety about like, am I going to get work again? Or am I going to continue like progressing? So it's like, there's a lot of anxiety, I feel like, in this space. I would probably say writing. Writing is definitely like the thing that keeps me kind of in check.
Yep.
But obviously sometimes when you have writer's block, it's more anxiety. So I'd probably say for me, it's just taking walks, like long walks and just zoning out or purely just consuming music. Like maybe just listening to other artists. Get that.
There we're still going.
Yeah.
Just joking.
I would say maybe just listening to other artists and still staying in that space in some way.
Yep.
But, yeah, I also recognize that maybe it can also be kind of upsetting when you have writer's block and you're listening to other artists kill it and you're like, I wish this was me.
Mm.
So there's
the pressure of that.
Yeah, there's like a lot. But I do try and keep active. I think being active is really important. My dog. I was talking to you about my dog before.
Dog.
She's a menace, but I love her so much. So
yeah. How good are dogs for mental health?
So good. She's the best. She I think she can sense the energy change
because
she just comes and sits.
Yep.
Which is so great. I'm very grateful for my dog Lucy.
Yep.
And it's kind of I think that's what I would say.
Yep. Do you have anyone who you've spoken to about mental health or someone in the industry who's like mentored you in terms of being able to manage the anxiety and the pressure behind?
Yes, actually there's two people.
Yeah.
One is my good friend Ash.
Yep.
She is the, she's part of JBL and she's the one who kind of.
Yes. JBL. I want to ask you about this.
She's the one who took me in. She's amazing because I call her my mommy jar.
I love that.
She basically just gives really good advice and like if I have any questions or if I feel some kind of way, she'll really acknowledge the feelings that I'm feeling.
Yep.
And then the second person is Audius, because every time I go and see him in our production sessions, he's very wise and he'll just like kind of – every time he speaks about something about the industry, if I'm telling him my anxieties or whatever, he has such a calming presence, and he just really understands the struggles because he's in the industry as well. He's been in the industry, so he really gets it.
Yep.
And they're both like massive mentors in my life, and I'm just, yeah, very grateful to have them because I actually don't know what I would do without them in the industry because my family's not in the industry.
Yeah.
How I don't hard have anyone is that? In the industry.
Yeah. So, and I think that's so important. Yeah. And it's so, I think it's so important. Like me personally, I think it's so important that you can find someone who's working in the same space because then it's someone you can, they can relate to you, they can understand. And it's nice having people that you can talk to, like your friends and your family. But if they're not in the same space as you, it's hard for them to connect with you and they understand the same because they're going through whatever the industry they're in.
Yeah.
And, you know, so. Yeah. I think that's great that you've got two mentors that can kind of guide you through.
Yeah, well, they're in the music space and then I have my family as well. So, yeah, it's good that I have like some support networks in there, where it's music or just general life. I think the next support that I need is for this degree. I think I need someone who's a teacher to help me
help you out.
But, yeah. No.
How far in are you?
I'm in third year.
Okay.
So I've got one more.
Okay.
1.5 years remaining.
Okay.
We'll check back in 1.5 years.
Yep, see how you're going.
See how I'm tracking. I got an essay due this Friday, so I'm not doing too well. But, you know.
Yeah. You love essays. If it's about things you like.
There we go.
But sorry, back to mental health. Yeah. I got sidetracked with essays. You just mentioned JBL. And can we talk a little bit about that? So they have they did a little YouTube series, right?
Yeah. They
Be Heard? No.
Be Heard. Yeah, you're right. Be Heard. They did a YouTube series. I was part of it. It's their first time doing it. And they took me into they had me as the feature of the documentary. And it was basically showing, so all the Be Heards are showing an insight into the industry people don't see. And for me, it was like what actually happens when you're writing a song. So they brought Audius, because I didn't know Audius at the time. They paired me with Audius, a producer, and then they recorded like the process of a songwriting session and releasing and making the video and just kind of showing the ins and outs of that whole thing.
Yep.
It was an incredible experience. We recorded, when was it, last year? Yeah, August.
Yeah.
And then by November we had released the song, hence that was like the song that I released, But I See It.
Yep.
And yeah, it was an amazing experience. They got a lot of industry people to come to chat to me, especially because I didn't have anyone to chat to about the industry. So I got to talk to Jack River and I asked her all about like the anxieties of being a musician and what happens and how you get noticed and, you know, yada, yada. And it was such an amazing experience. And I always just talk about how like grateful I was for JBL and that experience because they're probably tired of me saying, and I love JBL. But truly, I mean, as an artist, you wait for someone to kind of see something in you or want to take you on. And it's usually at a point where you've already been successful and then someone comes in and goes, oh, I'll take you under my wing. And then, you know, but they took me as someone who was not anything anywhere. Like I didn't have a hit song. I didn't have a viral video. I was just very much an artist in Sydney recording in her room, making music because she's inspired, and they really just like saw something in that and wanted to bring that to life. And that's why I'm just internally grateful for that experience. And I've learned so much about how I view music, about how I create content, about how I consume music, like everything. It's just been a whole eye-opening experience for me, and it's great because artists can watch it on YouTube as well and kind of listen to the advice that I got and take that forward.
Yeah.
So that was, an incredible experience from JBL, which was so much fun. Yeah.
What would be like the top three sort of things
that I learned?
Yeah.
I would say, there's so much. I would say number one is the emphasis is always on the music.
Mm-hmm.
Before I used to think like, oh my God, it's on the marketing and the album cover and it's like it is. There is an emphasis on that, but it really comes down to the music you're making. And I think that if you're an artist who's just starting their like descent or career or descent? No, ascent. Not descent. Ascent.
We're going down
into music and all that. It really is just like love what you're making and just enjoy the process. That's what I would say, number one. And What else did I learn? I mean, most of it's very spiritual, like just believe or like just believe in yourself, but back yourself is number two, I would say. If nobody's backing you, back yourself, because at the end of the day, if no one's taking notice in you, if no one's supporting you, you need to support yourself to get to those things, which is really, really hard. If not, if you don't think that anyone believes in you, it's so hard to continue.
And also like from my experience in terms of like with acting and stuff and seeing like backing yourself is so important, because you see everyone doing everything online, back to social media, which I spoke about in my solo episode. I was like, compare myself all the time. But yeah, backing yourself, because you automatically like see someone and like, oh, they've released this awesome song. How do you, then you put pressure on yourself. But it's like, no, like that's awesome for them. Be supportive of them releasing their stuff and be confident that you're working towards releasing your next thing and that you don't need to put pressure on yourself to compete with everybody.
Because your time will come. Like your opportunities will come as well. And if you're worried about like, oh, well, it will never come, so I might as well just give up. It's like you're not giving yourself the chance to get to where you're wanting to
go. Do you ever have that? Do you ever fall into that mindset?
Oh, all like, the time.
Ugh, I'm just giving up. I can't, I'm not doing this
all the time. I've been thinking lately, like even with, you would think that with a lot of opportunities comes like, okay, well, I've got this now. It's like, no, you feel like the fall down is even worse when you have opportunities. So all the time I'm like, well, is this like, this is a long-term goal. Like this is a long-term career. It's not just like you've made it and now that's it. And sometimes you wonder like, is it worth it? But I just, yeah, I love music too much to ever give it up. And even if I'm not making, I'm consuming. So, yeah.
So when you're in, you were saying writer's block a little bit.
I'm in writer's block territory at the moment. That's why I like writing with other people and I still can write, but if it's my own stuff, it's really hard. And I made a whole TikTok yesterday complaining in my kitchen because I was saying,
I love it.
When I was 15 and I was like writing music at home, just like procrastinating my assignments, I was churning out music so easily. And I think it's because I had no pressure. I think I was just writing, you know, for fun. It was purely an outlet. And I was writing and releasing, releasing music really fast and at a great pace. And then now that I've had opportunities and I have a little platform and I have amazing writers to work with and producers, I cannot churn out one song. And it's so infuriating, because the more you can't churn out a song, the more you're like, now I need to. And then there's
and then it gets
pressure.
Worse. It's like a cycle.
It's so bad. So now I'm like desperately trying to write one song on my own without any help and I'm struggling. So and then I'm in my head, I think a lot of creatives can agree, where it's like, you think that you got this far by fluking. You're like, well, every song I've ever written was probably just a fluke. Can I actually write songs? Can I actually do this? And everyone can, but it's just like, I'm so in my head. I'm like, can I?
Yep.
I don't know. So.
And have your mentors said anything to you about trying to get yourself out of that?
I haven't asked them and I should ask them. I'm like, hello, it's me again. I got a question. Like, hey.
There's never, from my side, I feel like there's never a wrong question. I feel like, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
And there are people out there who want to help, because I feel like they probably go through the same thing.
Maybe I'll open the question bank to my Instagram too, because I've got a great community on Instagram as well. I'm very fortunate. There's some great people who want to help. Maybe I'll open that.
That's a great question, I reckon.
Yeah, because I'm really struggling. I'm really struggling.
Yeah. And having that community of people to just give you random ideas.
Yeah. Actually,
once and you never know what you'll connect with. But you know,
it's so true, because once I asked, what should I write a song about? And someone said cars. And so I was like, you know what, maybe. And I went home and I sampled the car door sounds and me slapping the dashboard. And like, I made a song out of a car. So, I mean, you know,
it's
you're inspired
so good.
By old things, but that's true. I'm going to do
that. Yeah.
I think.
I'm going to be watching out for that.
Yeah. Follow. Yep.
I can't assist you with the writer's block thing because.
That's okay.
Not a writer, but
it's okay.
I'm interested to follow this journey.
Yeah, but it's something.
It's the pressure though, you know?
It is. It's 100% just the pressure. So once I can get over that, that'd be great.
I'm excited for what comes next.
Yeah.
So is there anything else you want to add in? Otherwise we're going to move on to scenarios.
No, I think I've said enough. I think I need to stop myself.
Everything that you've said has been extremely wonderful.
Yes. No, I just think, if someone's listening to this and they're an artist and they're either struggling with anxieties of being an artist or writer's block or anything, first of all, I'm here. Please DM me. Let's mm-hmm. chat about it together.
Yeah.
I'm opening the space to any artists who feel that way, musicians or actors or whatever it may be. But also I feel you and I'm in the same boat. Mm. So let's talk about it.
And that's what we want to do with this podcast is build that community of just like people who feel like, hey, I can reach out to this person because...
And you can.
Yeah. There's no judgment. There's no... Mm-hmm. I'm going through this with you. That's like... Let's get through it together.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So our last segment, which I'll explain because sometimes I realize I'm like, I just assume people know what it is, but they don't. Mm. So I'm going to explain it. Mm. And hopefully every time I explain it, I get better at explaining it because I explained it really bad and it failed and it was hilarious. But anyway, so scenario is where I'm going to read... No, I'm going to read it out. It's in my head actually because my phone is there and my computer is here and so I had to memorize it. So we have 3 seconds once I read the scenario to react to it in like a pose. Which will then be like a still photograph.
Okay.
But we're actually going to turn them into little... Is it GIF or GIF?
This is an age-long debate, isn't it? I think it's GIF.
Okay, because...
It's gift.
GIF. Gift. GIF.
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 But GIF also feels right.
GIF. I think GIF is wrong.
Okay, GIF.
Okay, I think we'll go with GIF.
All right, so it's a GIF. All right.
Yeah, we're going to have a little GIF of our reaction to the scenario.
Yep.
So, the reason I asked you before if... you have any intolerances or don't eat food because this is a food one again.
Yes,
food. We're back at the food.
What I've been waiting for. Yes.
What is your favorite food before we get into this? I need to know everyone's favorite food.
How dare you ask that question because
there's too many.
Fishbowl.
Oh, fishbowl.
I've set up fishbowl. I'm leaving that out there.
Last week's episode was acai bowl. We're on fishbowl now.
I do love acai as well. Maybe oat cap. What's your favorite food?
I always get stunned with this question because I just love food.
There's so many options.
There's so many options. Mm. It's like if you could eat one food for the rest of the year, what would it be?
Well, mine's fishbowl.
Fishbowl. Yeah. I really need to try that.
I think you should.
Eggplant dumplings. Or salt and pepper tofu, eggplant dumplings. It's ramen.
I love ramen.
Ramen.
A good ramen. Oh my God, I could go on. I could go on, but I take breath. I digress. Yeah,
this podcast is going to turn into like mental health and food. Like
that's all you need.
It's true.
That's all you need.
And music, obviously. Yes. Listen on music.
Yes. Okay, ramen. I like that answer.
So good.
All right.
And I've mastered like I saw this TikTok. Back to TikTok.
Mm.
It like a really simple. I think they called it like an easy girl dinner. You know the girl dinner thing that's going on. Like,
yeah. Yes.
And it was so good. I was like, I can make that in like 15 minutes.
I tried making a ramen. It didn't work.
Oh.
So I don't know if I should attempt that.
Give it a go. Not in your wok.
Not in the wok. Maybe in the wok.
Maybe. Okay. So the scenario is you have just been told that you are about to eat your last bowl of pasta ever.
Okay.
Are you a pasta person?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I do like a pasta.
Yeah. What's your favorite go-to pasta? Carbonara. Mm. That's the bacon and the creamy sauce. Mm. Is it mushrooms as well?
Yep.
Yeah.
And garlic.
Ooh, mine's the garlic oil and parsley. Like spaghetti yelly. Oh, God. I'm going to tell you. Olioli.
Yeah. Someone I know which one you're talking about. Yes. Okay. Garlic and meat.
My partner's Italian. He knows how to say it, but I don't know how to. Terrible. Anyway, the garlic oil and the parsley. I love parsley.
Me too.
In pasta. Parmesan. Anyway,
this is quite literally just food chats at this point. I could continue. Okay, so I've had my last bowl.
You're about to have it.
I'm about
to. It's about to be placed in front of you.
Okay.
Yep. You've just been told you're about to have your last bowl of pasta ever.
Yep.
Like there's, I don't know, the world's run out of wheat or something.
Okay.
That's okay, ready? Yep. I know. So I'm going
to
do it with you.
To prep this.
I'm going to count down from three.
Okay.
Three. Two. One.
I was an actor, so I could like craft a tear.
Yes,
because it would be really emotional. Yeah, it would be emotional.
Just to like edit it in.
You want to just put one in there?
A little tear, like.
Yeah.
I just looked at it with a really feel like.
Just what the hell?
Like, do I eat it or like do I have a bite and then freeze it and then defrost it? Like
that's what my Gia does.
Yum.
No, it's not good because when I had a cake for my birthday, she was like, "It's so beautiful, we can't eat this," and she froze it. The entire cake.
I feel like that wouldn't defrost super well.
No, No, she doesn't want it to defrost.
Oh, she wants to just keep.
She wanted it to preserve.
Like longevity. Just.
So I couldn't consume I think I was 11. I couldn't consume my birthday cake.
Oh my gosh. That's so very don't do wholesome, what but does. Also.
Don't do what Yaya does.
Guys, don't do what Yaya does. Don't freeze your cake.
Don't do what Yaya does. No. So we're just going to consume the bowl of
pasta. We're going to consume it. We're going to enjoy it.
Yep.
My spaghetti and your...
Carbonara.
Mm-hmm. I also love Napolitana, but is that the ice cream?
It could be. No, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Marinara maybe. I don't know.
Marinara. No, that's with the seafood.
Okay.
Anyway.
She's Italian. She knows.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming to chat with us.
Thank you for having me.
It was fun.
I've really enjoyed talking about TikTok music and
food.
And food. It's been great. Thank you so much.
It was really fun. And we'll have to get you back on next time when you release your the next walk song when it comes up. Yes. The walk song.
The walk song.
You're going to go home and the writer's block is going to be over.
Yep.
And you're going to be like, I'm writing a song about walks. Yep.
If I can go home and write a song in general, this has been great. It's been phenomenal.
I will be happy to be part of the getting rid of the writer's block.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.